We're doing the Tariyag Mitzvot, and we were discussing Yom Kippur. So we had discussed the five prohibitions of work that the Torah says in five different ways we are prohibited from doing work on Yom Kippur. Technically, there are five prohibitions, and it's divided. Chad la'azara de'leila v'chad la'azara de'imama. The Torah divided it and gave us separate psukim to warn us about not doing work on Yom Kippur at night, and separate psukim to warn us from doing work on Yom Kippur by day. V'chad la'onish de'leila v'chad la'onish de'imama. And one pasuk to tell us the punishment of doing work at night, and one for doing by day. V'chad l'gzirat shava l'migmar inuim imnacham amnacha lo'ana shelayim ken. I forgot, we don't read it, just explain. And one is used for a derivation to teach us that a derivation of a gzeras shava, as we'll learn a different time. Another thing we're obligated to do on Yom Kippur is we fast. That's the inui. The Torah says we have to afflict our souls by not eating or drinking night and day, and that's the biblical commandment, v'asol l'chodesh ta'anu et nafshotechem, and it says v'initem et nafshotechem. So again, we have one mitzvah for night and one mitzvah for day. And then we have a prohibition by night and by day, not to eat or drink. So when it comes to the afflictions of Yom Kippur, there are six psukim. One pasuk, ta'anut nafshotechem, another pasuk, v'initemet nafshotechem, another pasuk, v'initemet nafshotechem. We have six psukim describing that we have to afflict ourselves. And again, we said two mitzvot asay for night, and okay, we can't go into how they're broken down. Bottom line, the inuim are we don't eat, we don't drink, we separate from our wives, we don't wash, we don't anoint ourselves, we don't wear shoes. Some of them are biblical, some of them are rabbinic. And we rest on Yom Kippur as though it were Shabbos. And we are prepared to pray the five prayers of this holy day. And part of the prayer, we will also say vidui. Vidui is where we confess our sins before Hashem. And that's, as we explained earlier, the biblical commandment to do tshuva and say vidui. Now we're up to the holiday of Sukkot. Before Sukkot, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to rest on these holy days, which is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment that on the first day of Sukkot, we have a holy day of rest. There's the biblical prohibition from doing work on the first day of Sukkot. Before going into a sukkah, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to prepare the biblical, to perform the biblical mitzvah that says, Basukot teshvu shivat yamim, to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. The ushpizin will skip, you'll learn it a different time. We do kiddush on the night of Sukkot, and we make a blessing over sitting in the sukkah. Kiddush has the same mitzvot like we described by Pesach. After saying hamotzi, a person should stand and say, Basukot teshvu shivat yamim, come sit the great guest, the ushpizin, as we are taught in the Zohar, the different guests that come to our sukkah. And we'll pick up with the mitzvah of shaking lulav next time, Bezrat Hashem.